From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Wednesday, April 23rd, 2014. Barbara Rina is reporting in the Register Star, U.S. Representative Chris Gibson kicked off his re-election campaign on Tuesday, April 22nd. The Kinderhook Republican integrated his positions on farming, immigration, small business, term limits, energy, and local history into his remarks to the overflow crowd that gathered at his campaign headquarters located on Route 9H in Kinderhook. The two-term incumbent referred to himself as a member of the home team and Democratic challenger Sean Eldridge as the away team. Of Eldridge, Gibson said, "He didn't grow up here. He didn't understand our challenges. It's pragmatism versus ideology." Gibson said his strategy for re-election is service and to focus on issues of concern in upstate New York. The election is November 4th. Read the full story in the Register Star. The Daily Freeman is reporting unemployment rates in Mid-Hudson and Catskills counties were sharply lower in March 2014 than in the same month a year earlier, according to information released by the State Department of Labor on Tuesday, April 22nd. Greene County's jobless rate last month was 7.6% compared to 9.3% in March 2013, the department said. Columbia County's unemployment rate, meanwhile, dropped from 7.1% to 6.2% during the same period, the 10th lowest rate reported statewide. The statewide unemployment rate last month was 7.3%, down from 8% the previous year. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential on the survey recently released by the State Association of School Business Officials on school district mergers. The report looked in depth at the 30 school districts that explored merging since 2010 but failed to accomplish reorganization. Some of the characteristics shared by those school districts are small student populations, community wealth below the state average, and staff losses over the last 3 years. The association found school district mergers are not easy to carry out, nor are voters quick to approve them. The survey documents the instances statewide in which mergers were considered, but did not happen for a variety of reasons. Ichabod, Crane, and Shuddock were one of four pairs of school districts cited in the report that chose not to take the reorganization to a public vote after studying the matter. 11 of the potential mergers were shot down by voters either in a straw poll or statutory vote. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. A look at our weather for today. Scattered showers before 2 p.m. Then a slight chance of showers after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy. High near 55 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 50%. For tonight, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear. Low around 30 degrees. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy with a northwest wind 13 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Winds could gust as high as 34 miles per hour. High near 62. For Friday, a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., partly sunny, high near 62 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of showers mainly after 9 p.m., cloudy, low around 44 degrees. And the outlook for Saturday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high near 66 degrees. For Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low around 42 degrees. The sunrise today was at 6 a.m. Sunset for today will be at 7:46 p.m. And the length of the day, 13 hours and 45 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Wednesday, April 23rd, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Cheryl Kay.